All right. Well, as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 vision, talking about the COVID-19 mental health perspective, we say good morning to Matt Oliver.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here.
Absolutely, Matt. Thanks for the call.
How you doing, Matt? Everything okay?
Doing pretty well. We've been keeping pretty busy over at the counseling center there in Frankfort, and happy to serve the community. And we know that the 4th of July weekend holiday can be stressful on top of COVID concerns. And so, I'm glad to be here and share a few thoughts on coping through the holiday.
One thing I do want to ask before we get to the main part of this, were you guys affected by the closure of the community health things over in Kokomo by that at all or not?
No, that's more for the physical therapy, and okay. They had to work things out to make sure people get care through a network of different providers as they're making adjustments there. Behavioral health is still strong and running in Kokomo, Tipton, Frankfort, for Community Howard. So all three of our clinics, our behavioral health clinics, are up and running.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you guys weren't affected that much by it. That's why I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Absolutely.
What advice, especially with the fact that we've had the coronavirus, what advice would you give people now with a frivolous or a fun type thing, coming about and fun? But you got to still be careful, don't you, this weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, we know people feel cooped up and people are eager to leave home and socialize. And yet, we've got, new infection rates in different parts of the country that are surging. And so, there is a reason to take caution and be mindful, but there's still plenty of great ways to celebrate, the holiday. Some basic things are, of course, social distancing, watching fireworks. I know there's been a number of cancellations, but there's still a lot of local kind of options that have made arrangements so that you're not necessarily too close to other people. If you're not really up for going out, plenty of TV, kind of firework shows, and other options are just watching movies on the country's founding. Some people have talked about do I host a small barbecue gathering? Do I not? Certainly, there are ways to do that with some social distancing, and it's helpful to be mindful of that. A little preparation by spacing seats out, sometimes making food setups for people where there's plenty of hand sanitizer, but you're also showing ways to minimize the number of kind of touches on common objects is helpful. But, when in doubt, everybody's got different situations. Mm-hmm. Some people have immunocompromised health. Some people are taking care of the elderly. Sometimes you may need to stay home or keep a distance, but you can connect virtually. And so, there's just these kinds of adjustments that can make the holiday a little more successful. But let's also kind of get back to holidays can be stressful times. When you're socializing and you're coming back together with family, sometimes we don't always agree on things. Sometimes we have expectations about how things should go, and that can lead to some frustration. So a couple of tips on that, shift your perspective. Doing a quick check on your expectations is helpful, and making sure that you're focusing on more kindness and connection and not on perfection. And sometimes it's helpful to do a little blessing counting. Mm-hmm. Help us get through that. Sometimes a little humor, whether you need to watch a comedy or, just making sure that you kind of keep things light. But I think the other thing is make sure you get a little exercise and think intention about what you want to do over the holiday. Sometimes a quick list of things that you can do, things that you maybe want to do or have thought about doing that you haven't really taken the time. Just be intentional about it and be flexible with yourself. And that kind of oftentimes helps you kind of get through. Certainly, if you're feeling a lot of stress or if you're feeling more depressed, we're always here for you. You can give us a call. Our Frankfort location is right on the city square there in Frankfort.
Yeah.
And we're right there. We've got virtual options as well as in-office options at this time.
One thing I want to go back on if you were talking about, if you're going to set up a party per se, we've always said social distancing is at least 6 feet.
Uh-huh.
Would you recommend more or just kind of set it up a little bit more on that, or how would you recommend that?
Generally, if you're outside and you've got a breeze, you've got open air, 6 feet, it's going to be pretty reasonable. I think one of the key things is that be mindful of who you have in your audience. If you've got people that are caretaking for people, you may want to provide a little more distance, and you may just want to check in and see what are people comfortable with. Comfort level is a lot about you know, managing the stress part. But from a health standpoint, the 6 feet, just, you can get out your tape if you want to put, you know, tape on the floor, or you can just kind of set up the tables in a way that gives people extra space. But also just checking in where people are at, because again, everybody's got different situations, and some of the outbreaks that we see, you know, a lot of people are fairly young and aren't really too concerned, but they do come in contact with, you know, grandparents or others that may be more sensitive to the risk of what happens if they did contract COVID. And so, the spacing 6 feet, being outdoors is very helpful, and then making sure people are washing hands, making sure hand sanitizer is available. And then just encouraging and just making it intentional in your conversation. Say, you know, we, as COVID observing precautions, let's be taking time to do some hand sanitizing as we go throughout the day, keep people comfortable and have people have some fun.
You know, and the other thing with the spikes in the coronavirus cases being down in lower age groups now, the fear is that they're going to, you know, they may not know that they contracted it, but they're going to take it home and give it to some other people. And that's the concern more than anything else, probably.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think mask wearing is certainly something that we can do out in public to be mindful, because the rate of transmission is very low that way. And again, you may not be affected. You may not know that you're vectoring the virus, but, you know, it is a reality. There are concerns with hospital capacities in different parts of the country. You know, different parts of Indiana, we've had different spikes, and a lot of times it's because of, you know, larger group interactions. So being mindful and just taking care of our community, that's kind of what 4th of July is about, is appreciating what we have and taking care of each other.
Hey, Matt, we hear sometimes, you know, a couple weeks ago, we hear some restrictions loosening, and we hear the governor talk about, you know, everything being done by July 4th, and then backtrack that a little bit. You think it's okay, like we can get out a little, and then we're reissued a restriction? How does that play on you mentally? You know, we're all excited and ready to go a couple weeks ago and do this thing responsibly, and now they're kind of pulling it back on us. You know, it's kind of like, give us a little bit, then take it away. That can really play with people.
It can be, and it can be frustrating. Some of the most stressful part of the coronavirus pandemic is the uncertainty.
Yeah.
People are eager to get back to work. They're stressed about finances. They're trying to take care of their families. And let's be honest, that people want to be out and about. It makes them feel like things are normal. It makes them feel like they can live the lives they want to do. And and we need fun. We need getting out, but you know, again, I think some of the research is saying, you know, again, if you're out in public, wearing a mask can really reduce the chances of us having to tighten back the economy or tighten back social restrictions, because it just reduces our risk. Fortunately, most places in Indiana are, you know, continuing to be stable, if not a little bit downturn. But we do have our spikes in different places. Mm-hmm. So keeping hands washed, wearing a mask in public to reduce transmission, again, even if it's not so much that you're worried about yourself, it can affect others, and that keeps everybody's economy as open as possible and helps us from having to retract, which can be frustrating, understandably.
Okay. Matt, anything else you want to put out there before I let you go?
Hey, I appreciate all you're doing for the community and helping us be aware and helping us come together.
I appreciate that. And you have a great holiday weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Matt Oliver is part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.